This is Fresh Air. I'm David Biancooley, in for Terry Gross. The Broadway musical Gypsy is enjoying a revival right now on Broadway. Gypsy is the young woman who grows up to become stripper Gypsy Rose Lee. The star of the show, however, is that young woman's very driven stage mother, Mama Rose, a role now being performed by Bernadette Peters. In 1959, when the original Gypsy premiered, the part of Mama Rose was tailor-made for the actress who was playing her, big-boned, big-voiced Ethel Merman.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you.
Today, we'll hear from two other Roses, Bernadette Peters and Angela Lansbury, who played Rose in the London production 30 years ago. But we'll start with author Lawrence, who wrote the book for Gypsy, working with lyricist Stephen Sondheim and composer Julie Stein. In 1989, Lawrence directed an earlier revival of Gypsy, starring Tyne Daly as Rose. Terry spoke with Lawrence in 1990 and asked him what made him want to stage a revival.
It seemed I felt that this... enough time had passed that the show could finally be done the way I thought it should be done. When it originally played in New York, it was considered a very tough, unpleasant show. And the production was really rather sweet. It laid off a lot of things that, it being 1989, I was able to do. It's very different from the other productions. It goes much more deeply into the relationships, into what I would call the dark side of it.
What's an example of something that was too unpleasant for the original production that you could go into now?
Well, it still is. I mean, Mother is still sacrosanct in America, and a lot of people don't like seeing this woman, who is not the most pleasant mother in the world. But also there is the relationship between Rose and Herbie the agent is extremely sexual now. Has elements of romance, but it's a distinctly a man-woman relationship. That was never played before.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the original production, Ethel Merman starred as Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from what I've read about the original production, you weren't really satisfied with her performance.
You didn't read that anyplace.
Well, what I read was that you referred to her as an opening night performer, someone who gave her all on opening night.
Yes, she gave her all, but...
But after that, it kind of diminished a little bit.
That's true. That's true. I'm very grateful to Merman because I don't think they would have done the show without her,
mm-hmm.
even though she was on the skids, as it were, at that time. She had had a flop or two, and as a matter of fact, the show opened with almost no advance. And if we hadn't gotten good reviews, David Merrick, the producer, told me we'd play 6 weeks and that was it. She did us a great service. And for that time, she was terrific. But it was never what I felt the performance should be.
Well, I read that one night you had a talk with her in front of the whole cast about her performance, about her not giving her all. What did you say to her?
I don't know where you read that.
I think it was in Sondheim and Company.
Well, it's only semi-true.
Mm-hmm.
What it was, I don't think she wasn't really an actress. She didn't know she had taken to walking through the show. But what I called her on was that she and Jack Klugman, who was played opposite her, the show had been running 6 months, and they were breaking up on stage, telling each other jokes, which I think is insulting to an audience. The audience comes, make them laugh, not each other. And I called her on that.
What was her reaction?
Oh, it was as though she were a naughty little child who'd been spanked. She took it.
Mm-hmm.
Went right on doing it again.
When you're writing the book for a musical, do you have a sense in your mind of where the songs belong and what the transition into the song is going to be like?
Total. That's the way I write. I plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
I do as much as possible to write into the music. Let the music take over. Lift the characters to the point where they can't do anything else but sing.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. At the end of the first act of Gypsy, there's a song called Everything's Coming Up Roses, which, if you haven't seen the show, you think is a kind of happy, jazzy Broadway tune. What happens with that song is one of the reasons why I don't want it, and we all don't want it, to be made into a movie again. What is done with that song you can only do on the stage. You can't do it in the movies because movies are too literal. What happens is a woman literally goes off her rocker and bursts into that song. This is a woman who suddenly has an enormous disappointment. She's furious. She's angry. She rages. And she rages until she can't anymore, and it comes out musically. It's against the emotion. It's all this ridiculous, insane optimism that this woman has. And it's done in music.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we listen to Everything's Coming Up Roses? Angela Lansbury singing. This is from the London production that you directed in 1973.
And just remember that listening to her are her daughter and her lover, and they are terrified and stunned by this woman's madness.
I had a dream about you, baby. It's gonna come true, baby. They think that we're through, but baby, you'll be swell, you'll be great. Gonna have the whole world on a plate. Starting here, starting now, honey, everything's coming up roses. Clear the decks, clear the tracks, you've got nothing to do but relax. Blow a kiss, take a bow, honey, everything's coming up roses. Now's your inning.
That's Angela Lansbury from the 1973 production of Gypsy, which was directed by my guest, Arthur Lawrence. Do you ever feel that the librettist gets the least credit in a musical? You know, in a musical, you always hear so much more sometimes about the songwriters.
Every librettist feels that, and it's accurate. No musical is ever referred to as the work of the librettist. It is only referred to in terms of the composer and, if the lyricist is as famous as Steve Sondheim, the lyricist. I think that goes back to opera, where you don't know who wrote the libretto for the operas. Mm-hmm. You only know the composer. And I think one of the reasons we don't have more and better playwrights writing musicals is that everybody has a need for recognition, which is, by the way, what Gypsy is really about. And it is so frustrating not to get any recognition for what one has done in creating a musical that a lot of playwrights simply won't try. And you get the people write letters to the Times, and the critics say, oh, yes, and then for 2 minutes they recognize the librettist, and then they don't.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply a given. The reason I do it is I just love musical theater, and I love writing them. I'm stuck.
Arthur Lawrence wrote the books for Gypsy and West Side Story and directed the 1989 revival of Gypsy. He spoke with Terry Gross in 1990.